Hello, this is Manoj Adlakha, SVP and CEO of American Express Banking Corporation in India.
And hello, this is Karthik Malhotra. Mr. Adlakha, many thanks for joining us on this show. Let me begin by asking you the very obvious question that we are asking every corporate we are joining these days. The 20 lakh crore stimulus, good enough for the economy? Do you think it's going to push back India on track when it comes to economic growth?
It's definitely a step in the right direction.
What does it do for the banking and financial services companies like Amex? So what do you think the stimulus is going to do for the BFSI sector? Because eventually that is where the money is going to go out from, that is where the loans are going to go out from, and should in some level be a big shot in the arm for the BFSI sector.
When I look at American Express, definitely it should, like any other bank, it should have an impact on NPAs, and it will have an overall positive impact on the economy going forward.
Let's hope, and that is what everybody's hoping, that there would be something positive coming out of this stimulus. But talk to us a little bit about your customers. American Express has this illusion of being premium, of being elite, and that is what some of your customers are. And they seem to be the ones who would be hardest hit right now because travel has taken a beating. Nobody's traveling for work or for luxury. That would be a big segment for you to be losing business to.
American Express, clearly our customers, they aspire for premium services, premium experiences. You're right, travel has taken a bit of a beating. When will travel come back? We'll all have to wait and watch, whether it's a quarter away, a couple of quarters away. But in the interim, there are other categories of spend which are still going on. Right now, of course, as we all know, there is a lockdown, so people are transacting from home. Online spend as a category is something which is, people earlier, typically American Express, 50% of our spend used to be online. So that's quite significant where people were transacting from home. And that number has only gone up, though, albeit of a lower base right now. But going forward, there are going to be a lot more avenues which will be made available, for customers to transact.
So, do you think that the lockdown and the whole COVID-19 situation with social distancing and with hand hygiene being the flavor of the season, so to say, do you think this has been perhaps the biggest boost for card payments and online payments? Because cash is something that nobody is going to want to use if one has a choice.
The way I look at this is, you're absolutely right. Firstly, cash is something which, and I would take this question, which is a very valid question that you asked, into two parts. One is, let's just, step back a bit and look at the India GDP, which at least in 2019 was $2.7 trillion, close to $3 trillion, and growing at a, pretty decent clip of close to 6%. Of that GDP, 60% of that GDP is private consumption expenditure, and that's a far more pertinent measure in the card industry and the payments industry to date. So that was about $1.5 trillion or so. When you look at the $1.5 trillion, only 10% of that was in digital payments. So that's a very small component. And I'm talking about between credit and debit cards. So that's a very, very small component. So India is predominantly a cash society. 90% of the private consumption in 2019 was on cash. Now, when you look at, and this goes back to the question you just asked, which is that would people be, wary in using cash? I would think so. People would be, because the cash would have exchanged a lot of hands. So there would be a little bit of a hesitancy in using cash going forward, and that should give a fillip to digital payments going forward. And within digital payments, I don't know, maybe I'm second guessing you here, but there could be a question which could be around, are people going to be comfortable tipping their plastic or, metal? We have a couple of cards which weigh the form factor metal into an EDC machine. And that is where, organizations or institutions such as American Express and some of the other card players for that matter, we will ensure, and like we have been doing, is to have, and some of the statistics I shared with you, with 50% of the transactions being online, more and more transactions are moving online. There is the form factor which will be, at the EDC. Contactless is something we see far more adoption going forward for contactless at the point of sale. So that those are some of the things which I believe will be the way forward, as we get out of COVID.
But as we understand now, the cards that offer an NFC or a cash or a contactless payment module has a limit of spend. So how does security and the technology sort of work in tandem? If you were to get the contactless payment modules at the same level as the ones that have inching in of the physical pin right now?
Basically, on that, when we look at contactless, today the limit is 2,000 rupees, where you don't even need to put in a pin. Above that, you need a pin. So you can still do a contactless transaction, but you do need to put in a pin into the machine. Now, what we have done as an industry body is made a representation to increase the limit from 2,000. We are waiting nod from the regulator, but let's see how that goes. So if that limit goes up, then a majority of transactions, by the way, in India do happen below 2,000. But if that limit were to go up to the recommended limit that we have asked for, that will have and that will facilitate a lot more transactions to go through in a contactless mode.
So let's talk about Amex in India and how this whole work from home is treating you, your employees. Share with us your experiences. How is business continuity really shaping up at Amex India? How are you communicating, interacting with your teams? And how is it sort of percolating down till everybody who's part of your organization?
Honestly, the way I look at it, it was absolutely unprecedented. It was an event which is, nobody had thought an event of this magnitude is going to, impact us, for that matter, and this is a global event. It's impacted every country, it's impacted every walk of life, every industry. Having said that, we feel good about a lot of things. I'd probably just name one or two. When this happened, we had a very, very robust BCP in place. It wasn't that we were waiting for March 24th, when the lockdown actually happened. Prior to that, meetings had started to happen. We do, a lot of servicing of our card members, not only in India, but from outside India, also in India. And we had, great plans in place and those plans were very well executed, wherein our call center was up and running. So there was no breakdown per se of service. So that was a very big, piece that was as far as customers go. The other very important aspect for us was around colleagues. We made it a point, and this came all the way from our global CEO. He said, if anyone is uncomfortable, and this was not 24th March I'm talking about a month or two prior to that, when things had started to unfold, started from China, moved into other countries. And as cases started to be reported in the media, he made it a point to say that if anyone is uncomfortable in working from office, they need not come into office. And I thought that was a very big statement to me. The last piece over there, of course, would be on a personal note. I get to spend a lot more of quality time with the family. So it's something wonderful on a personal way. And I'm sure that holds very well for a lot of our employees. But it's business as usual. So business is continuing, whether it's Zoom, whether it's WebEx, whether it's different modes of communication. All that is going on. There is that personal touch one is missing, interacting with whether it's with your own teams. Yes, on the other hand, that has been, offset through virtual connects. We are missing that personal connect with customers. That again, we are having a lot of virtual meetings. I'm sure that those days will come back soon, but we'll have to wait and watch.
But do you think this is actually a new normal in the motion, or do you think once the lockdown is lifted, when cases sort of stabilize or the vaccine is out, we will go back to the old ways of doing business?
Now, I don't know what the new normal will look like. I know this is a cliche about the new normal, so I don't know. It's evolving, honestly, because will it be back to the levels, that 9 to 5 or whatever, 9 to 6 or 9 to 7 people used to work with the kind of workstations they were? I don't know, honestly, would people be comfortable going into, buildings where there were shared facilities and all that? We'll have to wait and watch. We'll have to see how it plays out, that the number of cases continues to remain contained.
And that's what everybody is hoping for. Manoj Adlakha, many thanks for joining us on this cast, and we wish you to stay safe.